Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Internet Marketing. Brought to you by Site Visibility and sitevisibility.co.uk. This is Internet Marketing. Now, before we start today, we'd like to encourage anyone looking for help with their digital marketing to get in touch with Site Visibility. Whether you have a burning digital marketing question or you're looking for an agency to work with, they'd love to hear from you. So give them a call, +44 1273 733 433, or you can fill out the form at sitevisibility.co.uk/contact, or you can talk to either Scott or Sean via the live chat function on the site. They'd be more than happy to help. Now, today I'm very pleased to be joined once again by Mark W. Schaefer, internationally acclaimed speaker, author and college educator from the mountains of Tennessee in the USA. How are you doing?
That is true. Enjoying a beautiful summer here in the mountains of Tennessee.
Yeah, we were enjoying nice weather down here in the UK, but we've got this really annoying knotty front coming in, and it started to get really windy and really rainy now. But I think I'd rather be over in Tennessee. Now, thanks so much for coming on again. I really enjoyed our chat last time. If I'm not mistaken, as he briefly looks at the website, I think we last spoke in, I think it was March this year. We were talking about being human. We also talked about your book, Marketing Rebellion, which we'll talk about at the end as well.
Sure.
I love that conversation because a lot of what you spoke about resonated with me. Just to recap our audience, by the way, I suggest if you haven't listened to that episode, I think it was episode 488, go back and have a listen because it was really good. But we spoke about a lot of things, but it was all around this whole sort of area of basically people getting fed up being marketed to, and how we need to adjust our approach. And you, just before we pressed the record button, Mark, you told me about a story that you heard recently that really got to you. Tell us what happened.
Well, first, I think to sort of set the stage, I think it would help to establish kind of my view of marketing and where I think the world needs to be. And I think this example shows that we're still a long, long way from that. I think if you look at where customers are today, they want to be addressed and acknowledged in a human way. They don't like bots. They don't like being interrupted. They're blocking our ads. And so the theme of my new book, Marketing Rebellion, is the most human company wins, right? The most sensitive company, the most caring company, the companies that are going to help people feel like they, you know, align with their purpose. So that sets up the stage. And I just learned about this new technology that's being used in customer service. And what it does is it employs AI technology to analyze the tone and the words in a customer conversation when people are complaining. And the AI, it basically rates when that person is going to be at the breaking point. And the company doesn't satisfy the customer or give in or provide the discount or whatever they need until they're at the breaking point. Now, think about this. They're using technology to manipulate their customers' emotions and waste as much time as possible and get them as angry as possible to try to save their marketing costs. I think that is one of the most shameful marketing practices I've ever heard. There was an article recently about this, and you know, I think all of us as marketers, if we ever see something like this, where we're using technology not to break down barriers, not to be more accessible, more friendly, more human, but to use technology to waste our customers' time, to manipulate their emotions, we can do better. We've got to do better. We've got to put an end to any sort of practice like that. And it's time to push back. I mean, I think that is part of the marketing rebellion I talk about in my book. The customers have had it. They've had it with companies who are not going to respect their time, their life, their privacy.
That is actually really scary. I could tell you about a book I've just read, which really got to me, but I don't think we've got time. But it does remind me actually a little bit of some of the, we'll just say some of the larger social media platforms and leave it at that, who use technology to work out the precise best time to interrupt you, to get you to look at something. And I just think that's so scary. But on a less extreme note, actually, I have a little story of my own that I received these emails that seemed to be coming from a human being, and I had a lot of them, and I just wasn't responding to them because I wasn't quite sure how to respond to them. And then another one came, and then another one came, and it was kind of, my recent email, I appreciate you're probably busy, blah, blah. And I thought, hang on a minute, these are automated. So I replied to the latest one, and I said, let's call him Fred. I said, Fred, are these automated emails? This is a very human way. I'm still waiting for a response.
Here you go.
Anyway, scary story. What I want to do in today's show is just as a sort of, you know, as I say, if people go back and listen to that first episode that we did, they'll get a feel for your book and your thinking. I just wanted to cover a few blog posts that you've done recently. We just have a chat about them in the light of the book and the light of this whole sort of overselling and using technology the wrong way for selling. You did a blog post recently, I think it was something along the lines of getting creative to reach the unreachable customer. Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I think this is a reality of our day. And I think that customers are not just increasingly unreachable. They're sort of proudly unreachable. You know, you think about the ways traditionally we would reach customers. It could be television ads. Well, more and more of our television content is coming through streaming services that are ad-free, like Netflix or Amazon Prime or something like that. We think about we would reach people through radio advertising. People don't hear radio advertising. They listen to Spotify. They're listening to audiobooks where there are no ads. People aren't seeing ads in their news feeds. 30% of people in most Western countries, around 30%, have some sort of ad blockers on their devices. Those are all traditional marketing channels that are going away. And so we've got to figure out new ways. And sometimes these are unfamiliar ideas. They might be things that don't fit neatly on a marketing dashboard. It might be things like experiential marketing, or it could be word of mouth marketing, or it could be influence marketing or something like that. These are all important growing trends that one of the, I think, challenges is that I see so many companies trying to hold on to the old ways. That's what they know. That's what they're familiar. They love the relationship they have with their ad agency, which is trying to keep them into the old ways. And we don't have a choice. The consumers are moving away from us, and we need to look at new marketing options. That's going to take courageous leadership. But the point is, we don't have a choice. Consumers are not seeing – this is B2B and B2C. They're not seeing traditional marketing like they used to, and we've got to start trying new ideas.
Yeah.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Yeah, it's interesting actually, because I'm one of those people. I have Spotify, the paid version with no ads, and I have Netflix and various other things. And it's really strange actually, because I do look at a lot of YouTube videos and I get really annoyed when the ads come up. So I'm...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's poignant. When I was doing research for my new book, I learned that the first television remote was invented in 1950.
Yes, I remember this.
Which
yeah.
basically suggests that as soon as they invented TV commercials, someone invented a way to get away from them. And yes. that's a message that consumers have been sending us year after year after year. And I think it's ridiculous, and I think it's a great commentary on our society and on our profession when the response of the advertising agencies, when people have ad blockers on their phones, is to try to find a way to get around ad blockers and show them more ads. These are people who have opted out to ads, and the industry's response is to show them more ads. We're lost.
Yes. Or to put up a little thing saying, we notice you're using an ad blocker. And so you have to click it to get around it. Please turn your ad blocker off. Yes, anyway, we won't get into that. So it sort of brings us on to the next thing, really. I mean, what sort of things, obviously, we're businesses. We do want to advertise our wares. We want to get the message out there. I mean, how do you remain memorable in a world that's sort of, I don't know, got content overkill? Think of a better phrase to say it.
Well, I mean, this is something that I've seen coming for a long time. I wrote a very popular blog post in 2014 called Content Shock.
Yeah.
And what this is when, you know, content marketing was the big hype, and the suggestion of the gurus was basically more and more and more content and optimized content and epic content and cover the world with content. And what I saw coming was that as your niches start to get filled up with content, it becomes more and more difficult to stand out. The content has to either become greater, or more creative, which comes at a cost, or you got to promote it more, which comes at a cost. So increasingly, content marketing is not going to be a sustainable strategy. Mm. When that came out, it was viewed at that time as a very controversial post. I viewed it as a very common sense post. And I think time has proven that I was correct. Mm. And I saw something quite interesting in the news about television production and the cost of television production. If you think about the early days of television and look at this as an analogy to what's happening on the internet today, in the early days of television, anybody could create a TV show, right? Local television was cooking shows, how to fix your car shows, music just variety shows from local musicians.
Yeah.
Television got more popular. It got filled up with content. Now, what's the content that gets your attention on television? Game of Thrones. $10 million an episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just saw there are these new streaming channels coming out from Amazon and from Disney, and they're saying that some of these shows are going to be $15 million an episode.
Wow.
So just when like Game of Thrones raised the bar to 10 million, some of these shows are going to be 15 million. Now, that's TV, but the same dynamic is happening with blog posts, podcasts, videos. There are 15 years of video uploaded to YouTube every hour of the day.
Gosh.
That's a lot of competition.
Yeah.
And so so I think we need to – the answer is not more content. And I think the biggest thing that people are missing with content and content marketing is they think the solution and the first thing to do in content marketing is to create content, and that is not the thing to do. What you need to do is an assessment to figure out where can we maneuver. Great marketing is not about conformity. It's about non-conformity. And it's not about doing more videos or doing more blog posts. It's finding some angle, some niche that you can own and then stick to it with consistency and you know, trying to stand out that way. But it takes research, it takes data, it takes assessment, not content. Content is not the first step. You've got the biggest word, the most important word in marketing is maneuverability. You've got to figure out first how you can maneuver.
You said something there which reminded me of a phrase which I haven't heard for ages, and that's long tail. Because you mentioned about going into niche. Is that relevant to this, do you think?
I think absolutely it is. I think long tail is one part of that strategy for people who might be unfamiliar with that term. It means some of the less popular search phrases, but there's some advantages to that because generally speaking, they're more specific. The people who use those phrases kind of know what they want. Hmm. They're more ready to buy and it's less competitive. So it costs less to try to attract those customers. I think the long tail has always been a viable strategy, but I think there are lots and lots of different ways to maneuver. You can maneuver. Well, here's an example. One of my friends, John Lee Dumas, he created new content about entrepreneurship. Now, how much content is there out there about entrepreneurship?
Oh, barrow loads.
Endless.
Yeah.
It's endless, endless, endless.
Yeah.
It might seem like insanity to create a new podcast about entrepreneurship. But the way he maneuvered was to create a show that broadcast every day. He creates an episode every day.
Yeah.
He's the only one. So yes, there's lots of content about entrepreneurship. There's lots of podcasts about entrepreneurship. But if you want to hear about entrepreneurship every day, there's only one place to go. And that's Entrepreneur on Fire, John Lee Dumas. So that's it. We could sit here for 5 hours and I could name different ways to maneuver. But the key idea is just, you know, great marketing isn't doing about what everybody else is doing and being a me too. You've got to find something that you can own for yourself that makes you distinctive.
I love the way you say that. I love this whole idea of maneuverability. So, I mean, I mentioned long tail. But maneuverability is more about, it sounds like what you're talking about is more about sort of making yourself a bit more unique, I guess, isn't it?
Well, it could be not necessarily making yourself unique, but finding some unique angle. You know, another example is I met this food blogger in Brazil named Isadora Becker. And again, how many food bloggers are there in the world?
Loads.
loads, right. Yeah. So it's insane. It's insane to create a new video channel on food, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Isadora also loves movies and television shows. So what she does This is a case study I feature in my book, Known, about personal branding. Isadora dresses up like characters from the TV shows and movies that she loves and makes famous recipes from those shows.
I love
it. So, for example, on one episode, she dresses up as Marge Simpson and teaches her viewers how to make Homer's donuts. So, again, it's just finding something that you can own, or finding some unique aspect about yourself. It could be where you do it. It could be how you do it. In the case of Jean-Louis Dumas, it could be how often you do it.
Mm.
It could be how long your posts are, or how short your posts are, or the tone of your posts. It could be how you present them. So there's you just have to step back, and the first step in any marketing strategy is finishing this sentence: only we. That is really hard to do. But you need to take as long as it takes to answer that question, to finish that sentence, before you start one piece of content, because you're just wasting your time. If you can't say, only we do what, then you don't know what to say.
Mm.
You don't know where to say it. You don't know who to say it to. You're creating random acts of content. You need to have a strategy and figure out, where do you fit in this great big world of content shock, where there's 15 years of video being uploaded every day? What are you going to do about that? How do you fit in? Creating more videos without a strategy just adds to the problem. It's going to be a waste of time and a waste of money.
Well, Mark, thanks so much for coming on. Remind our listeners.
On that happy note.
Yeah, I know.
But I think the one thing, Andy, I hope people take away from this is not to be depressed and not to be overwhelmed, but to also have a great amount of hope, because there's so many examples of people out there, even in very crowded niches, who are finding amazing success.
Yeah, and those are the people to emulate, or at least to get inspiration from. It's been a fantastic talk once again. How can our listeners find out more about you, Mark? And also, where can they get your book?
Well, it's very easy to find me. I'm at businessesgrow.com. You can find my blog there, my podcast, which is The Marketing Companion, and my books. I've written 8 books. My latest book is called Marketing Rebellion: The Most Human Company Wins.
Fantastic. Thanks, Mark. And thanks, listeners, for listening. You can find the show notes in the usual place, sitevisibility.co.uk/impodcast. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a review so that we know how we're doing, because we like reviews. Questions and suggestions for future topics and even guests, if you send those to podcast@sitevisibility.co.uk, you can tweet @sitevisibility. Remember that we have a site visibility group on LinkedIn. So that's all from me, Andy. And it's all from Mark.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thanks for coming on, Mark.
My pleasure.
And we'll see you next time on Internet Marketing.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited-edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.